Just the History of Fashion is a production of iHeartRadio. With over 7 billion people in the world, we all have one thing in common. Every day, we all get dressed.
Welcome to Dressed, the History of Fashion, a podcast where we explore the who, what, when of why we wear. We are fashion historians and your hosts, April Callahan
and Cassidy Zachary. Well, hello, Miss April Callahan. How are we today in New York City?
We are good. We are going maybe just a touch stir crazy this week. But I actually feel very blessed because the building that I live in has a really lovely roof. And yesterday it was like 66 degrees here. So a little stroll about the roof and a little fresh air does a girl a world of good. Just saying. How about you?
I know. It really does a wonder just to get up and get out of the house.
Well, I think yesterday you told me it was snowing in New Mexico.
Yeah. So we had 70 degrees weather on Saturday and Sunday. And then yesterday, yeah, snowing all day. People have this misconception about New Mexico that because we're in the desert that we don't, it doesn't snow here, but we actually have all four seasons and lots and lots of snow. So,
and apparently you have winter during spring.
Exactly. It always snows. It always snows either in April or May in New Mexico. So, you know, a little unexpected treat, but you know, things aren't to be expected these days. So.
Tis true.
And before we get started today, I want to give a special shout out to Josie. She wrote us and reminded me that she requested the FHM for last week on the peacock dress, and I had misplaced her email. So Josie, thank you so much for writing us and letting us know. It was very nice to hear from you. And it's actually so nice to hear from all of you. We really look forward to your messages and your emails, and we love that you stay in touch.
Yes, and please keep them coming. Actually, the first thing that I'd like to talk about today on our Fashion History Now is an Instagram follow recommendation, and I happen to know that this person is actually a fan of the show as well. So the name of the Instagram account that you should run, don't walk for to follow is called What Alexis Wore. Do you know about this Instagram account, Cass?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, it is, quote, a chronological look into Dynasty's OG fashion hero, Alexis Carrington Colby. And basically, it endeavors to show and document every single outfit that the character Alexis wore on Dynasty. And it's just go. It's the most delicious treat of your day. The account is run by Anya Georgievic. And Anya, if I butchered your last name, my apologies. And basically, she started from episode one, season one, and is now all the way up to season 7, episode 24. So it is this fantastic documentation of over-the-top 1980s fashion. And Cass, the costume designer on the production at this time was actually Nolan Miller.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the fashion designer. So
wonderful. Don't hate me. I've never seen that show.
Oh, nuts.
I mean, you just sold it pretty well.
Basically, it was like, you know, it's that very 70s, 80s evening soap opera drama, right?
Oh.
Think of it like Dallas, except Dynasty. Yeah.
That reminds me, too, of a fabulous Instagram account that I follow that's Every Outfit on Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do the exact same thing, although I don't think it's in chronological order, but they do share all of their favorite outfits and moments from Sex and the City. So if you're a fan of either of those shows, or maybe if you're not and you haven't seen them, you should definitely check out those shows and those Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm. What else you got today?
Well, I actually wanted to share an article. Two different people emailed us about an article on this Buckinghamshire couple in the UK. Valerie shared it most recently. This couple is dressing up in period costumes to go for their walks. Have you seen this article?
I have.
So Isabella Pitcher said the outfits normally used by reenactors needed, quote unquote, airing, as of course many events have been canceled. And so she and her husband, Lucas, get dressed. I'm not sure if it's every day, but they certainly have quite a lot of images on their Instagram account. So she runs a costuming business, and I looked her up. It's high quality historical attire, bespoke or made to order. And she has this wealth of garments to choose from. So there's images of them from the medieval era to the 1880s bustle gowns and, of course, bathing costumes. Well, maybe not, of course, bathing costumes. So can you imagine just being on your walk one day in the country and you come across a fully bustle gowned woman dressed head to toe in 19th century attire? So it's so much fun.
I do live in New York, so stuff that people wear sometimes just doesn't surprise me anymore, but it does delight me.
Yeah. And so her company is called Prior Attire. She's been providing handmade, historically accurate clothing for reenactors, museums, and historical interpreters since 1999. And what is really fabulous about this, so of course, if you're not in her neighborhood and you don't get to enjoy this on the daily, she is posting it on her Instagram account, which is fabulous. It's Isabella, I-Z-A-B-E-L-A, Prior Attire. And she posts a quiz on her Instagram so you can join in on the fun to guess what era and what decade her and her husband are wearing. And then the next day she posts the answer, and it comes with a little bit of a fashion history lesson, like the bathing costumes they wore. A lot of people, I guess that they were Edwardian. But she says, my bathing costume is actually based on an 1885 fashion plate from Harper's Bazaar. Men's bathing attire has a much wider range, started in early 1870s and remained in fashion for quite a few decades. Bit of our costumes were tested repeatedly in Brighton during our Victorian seaside parties. We bathed, swam, and had picnics in them. So, you know, check out her Instagram. Play along. She also has a blog, priorattire.co.uk, so you can find more about her published works and even her YouTube channel.
Cool. I didn't know about this quiz aspect. I'm in.
I know. We love doing quizzes, too. We should start doing more of those, because it's always fun to guess and to test the knowledge of all of our knowledgeable dressed listeners.
That's right. I have another rec. It's not an Instagram follow. It's a movie. Cass, have you seen Crimson Peak?
I have not, but I'm very familiar with the costumes because they're fabulous.
Yes, and as we all know, you are a huge fan of the gigot sleeve, and you're going to get nothing if not a healthy helping of gigot if you watch Crimson Peak. Crimson Peak is actually a 2015 gothic horror film, which was written and produced by the amazing director Guillermo del Toro.
Ugh, anything he does.
I know. It stars Mia Wasikowska, Jessica Chastain, and Tom Hiddleston. So it is star-packed. And I have to just give a little heads-up warning. It is rated R. So when we say it's a gothic film, it's not necessarily like what you're thinking about in terms of a gothic novel. It is actually a horror film, and it is quite gory. So perhaps not fair for the kiddos. But I loved it, and it's amazing. And the costume designer, Kate Hawley, her costumes cast are incredible. Both the characters played by Mia and Jessica wear these insane gigot sleeves. And a lot of Mia's costumes are actually done in that kind of like aesthetic liberty style. And the textiles are super sumptuous and gorgeous. So if you are into this whole 1890s goth horror film, highly recommend Crimson Peak.
Yeah, and the gown that I'm thinking of specifically is worn by Jessica Chastain, and it's like that, I think it's a bustle gown, so maybe it's a little bit earlier in the movie, but she wears that like red, I don't know if it's silk taffeta, but it's like it has the biggest train you've ever seen, and it's the most sumptuous, bold color of red, and it's absolutely exquisite and to die for. It reminds me a lot of the costumes from the film Bram Stoker's Dracula, which also had similar color palettes and aesthetics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, so cool.
It's very sumptuous. It's very sensual, the whole style and look of the film, which is, of course, you know, Del Toro's signature as well.
So I wanted to ask you if you're familiar with all of these museum challenges that people are doing.
I sure am. And what's really funny is when we do our fashion history nows, Cass and I kind of like just jot down kind of what we're going to talk about, but we don't talk about it. So the Tessin Kunstin quarantine was on my list too. And I think that you wanted to talk about that.
Not that one specifically, but I know that there's the Met Twinning and Getty's Between Art and Quarantine. So those are hashtags. Between Art and Quarantine is a hashtag. Met Twinning is a hashtag. And the complicated word that April just said and she will repeat as a hashtag. But these museum challenges are challenging their followers to, you know, recreate a painting from their museum or a photograph using found household objects. So one of my favorites that I saw is from the Met, and there's this, you could tell me what your favorites are. Maybe we'll go back and forth a little bit, but there's, you know, the famed unicorn tapestries, mm-hmm. and these people put a little cone on their pug, you know, to mimic the unicorn and put it in the middle of a fence in their backyard. And it's just like the cutest thing you've ever seen. And then there's like people who have, there's a lot of toilet paper, which is particularly apt and a commentary on our current times. People are using toilet paper to create those like huge 16th and early 17th century ruffs.
I saw one where a lady used toilet paper and create an 18th century poof.
Yeah. People are doing insane things with toilet paper. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And obviously there's a lot of these are historical paintings. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of like refashioning of the clothes that are depicted. And there's a lot of drapery and sheets that are happening, which is pretty great.
Oh, yeah. I've also seen someone imitate a harp using a vacuum hose. Like people are so creative, you know, and during this time, it's like, what is around me and how can I use it to, you know, kind of actually express your creativity? People are getting really, really creative. There's entire families that are, you know, recreating portraits, lots of Frida Kahlo's, lots of girl with the pearl earrings, but also Caravaggio, Picasso, people are painting their faces, Rene Magritte. I even saw a woman who did The Last Supper by herself.
I saw that one too. just a side note here. So you were talking about the hashtag between art and quarantine. Actually, that is the English translation of Tussenkunst in quarantine, which I believe is a Dutch site. And this is where this all actually started several weeks ago. And then the museums have actually joined on the bandwagon that was started by that original Instagram.
Oh, good. And if you need some inspiration, because we are going to call on you to do your favorite piece of art, because why not? I'm certainly going to take the challenge. If our dress listeners take the challenge, what about you, April?
Yeah, I've already picked out my painting. Oh. And I just want to say that one of my other favorite ones, some of them don't involve people or costumes at all. Some really adorable ones of people just taking objects that are in their house. And somebody recreated a whole bunch of the Mark Rothko paintings just with like random objects in their house.
Yeah. And all the still life paintings of food are like people are just having fun with it and getting really creative. And like I said, I challenge our listeners to do it. April already has a painting. I have a couple different ideas. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to do, but you know, let's do it, guys. And please tag us and share it with us. If you need inspiration, check out all of those hashtags. We'll also put links or at least the hashtags into our summary for this episode so you can check it out yourself, because I mean, it's kind of a rabbit hole. There's like tens of thousands of people who've done it at this point.
Yeah, for sure. I have two really quick little things. So lately I've been working on doing some research for an upcoming episode that involves researching uniforms of a few different types. But in the course of doing some of that primary course research, Cass, I came across the strangest reference in the Wall Street Journal from 1996 the other day, basically saying that the Chinese government hired French couturier Pierre Cardin to design uniforms for its public servants, including the army, railways, airline, and post office personnel.
Fabulous.
And then, of course, what I did do, I was like, whoa, 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 I need to know more about this. And I could find basically next to nothing. I found a couple of quotes saying that apparently Cardin met with China's army officials back in 1994, and he sent them 20 designs to choose from for their army uniforms. But I haven't been able to, like, you know, pull this proverbial thread any further. So I'm issuing a research challenge to our listeners. If you guys can find out more about this, email us. I want to know more. So since we're all stuck at home, I thought that maybe I wasn't going to be the only one muxing about in the dark recesses of the internet. So if you guys want to join in on this research hunt too, I thought it'd be very fun.
Yes, fabulous. Please, again, write to us, email us, address to iheartmedia.com. You can also direct message us at Instagram. I mean, I think that does it for us today, April. Short and sweet, checking in with all our dress listeners, sending you all our love, and a big thank you and appreciation to all of those essential workers out there who are making it every day possible for all of us. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Also, thank you to our producers, Casey Pegram, Holly Fry, and everyone else at iHeartRadio that makes the show possible each week. Please join us on Tuesday for our full-length episode, as always, and we will see you then.
Bye!
Dress, the History of Fashion is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to your favorite shows.